Mi gente, you already know who it is. It's the Radioactive Pop with Danny Limelight, United Wrestling Network World Heavyweight Champion. And make sure you tune into the Alliance Blog every week. You heard it here first. Straight from Poppy.
So I blame it on the Gremlins, but we're finally back. This is Jay Cowell. You're listening to the Alliance Blog Podcast, a presentation of Alliance-Wrestling.com. That is your number one source for news and information for the National Wrestling Alliance, United Wrestling Network. And hey, we're working on other things as well. Hope you are visiting the website Alliance-Wrestling.com, where we're updating it daily about upcoming events for not only United Wrestling Network, but the NWA, some of your favorite Southern California independents, and beyond. So yeah, I blame Gremlins for this episode taking so long to get up. I don't know why, but I couldn't get this audio uploaded. I tried several different things and it just wouldn't work. So after almost a full week of trying to get it ready, we're here. And this is the first time in a very, very long time that the Alliance guys just went off the rails. And we started off of a conversation about who we thought would make sense in the WWE. Who would make sense from the recently released talent in the WWE, in the NWA, and it spiraled out of control into a conversation about the NWA and its working agreement with Ring of Honor prior to the pandemic back in 2020. So here it is. Listen to DK, Jaden, and myself yell, scream, and practically cry with each other after this. Times are tough now, guys, and it's no joke out here. That's why I'm very proud to be partnering with the Upside app. They're leveling the playing field, guys. They're giving you opportunities to earn cash back on purchases for groceries, purchases for gasoline, purchases for food. These are the things we all spend our money on all the time. I believe in Upside. I use Upside weekly. My lifetime earnings is over $408. And you too can be earning cash back on your Philips, your groceries, or your eating out experiences just by signing up. And it's free. By using my invite code JASON75338, that's Jason753338, you'll earn $5 cash back on your first Philips. Use the link in the video description or download the app, but make sure you use that invite code JASON753338 and make money by using the Upside app.
They certainly have a mixed record in giving fans the matches you would think would be a decent draw, a good draw. Again, you know, Aldis versus Eli Drake, you know, which a lot of people were saying, oh, well, you know, that was planned for the future. I know that was planned for the future and stuff like that. Well, look what happens when you plan for the future. If you take it, it was something that could have been hot at that moment. And, you know, all the stories at the time, I don't know if it was true or not, and I certainly would hope not. But, you know, all the stories were he was supposed to drop the title to Marty Scurll. You know, they were certainly setting it up that he would drop the title to Marty Scurll. And so, I'm sorry, but I don't think Marty was ever quite as over as some people thought he was. As a singles heavyweight wrestler.
I believe that they 100% were positioned to put the belt on Marty, but I don't believe it was going to be a long-term reign. I don't even know if it was going to go back to Aldis. I think it might have been a transitional championship. And no one directly told me, hey, he's going to be transitional champion, but it was confirmed to me that the plan was to put the belt on him, but it was going to be a short-term run. So,
you know, I certainly heard that from a number of people. I mean, a number of people, you know, were saying that was going to be the case. And Maybe yes, maybe no. I can't answer, you know, with 100% certainty. But why would you have done that? And would you have wanted Marty Scurll versus Eli Drake to put
the The reason they're going to do that is from probably, I'm only guesstimating off of things I've heard, but A, he was friends with Aldis, so it's probably a friend trying to help a friend out. Plus, he was had power in Ring of Honor at the time. So that's what it was. It was probably a political move to get some NWA association with Ring of Honor.
Could you imagine the 10 pounds of gold being defended on Power and on Sinclair Broadcasting and having world title matches, even in a short term, even in a short run on Ring of Honor TV? It certainly would have brought more eyeballs to the product.
Well, they had all those out there.
Right. But you missed the part where Jaden said it was a political move. Because
I understand 100% it was a political move. I'm saying it wouldn't have made a damn bit of difference. The NWA title was already on ROH.
It was before Power. You got to remember, if you go back in the Wayback Machine, back to 2019, before Power debuted, they were slowly getting the association with the NWA off of the books. And that part of it might have been because of Aldis making a stink about Madison Square Garden. It was supposed to be Cody versus Aldis at Madison Square Garden. Then Aldis didn't even get booked to be a part of that MSG show. He ended up doing color commentary for the program, not even involved with any storyline matches. They ended up having Colt Cabana and James Storm wrestling the national title in dark matches instead of on TV. Hell, they took the tag titles off of them Villains Incorporated in a dark match because they didn't want to have the NWA featured anymore, and the NWA needed to have their champions. You know, they could have had Villains. They brought Villains in later, but they only brought in Brody King again and Flip Gordon again after Marty Scurll was in leadership for Ring of Honor.
Yeah, when he had booking power.
Yep, and then things changed.
But everything at the time, their first go around, everything at the time was ROH fans never got into the NWA. They didn't like the NWA there. They didn't like the NWA titles. Scurll, if he had held it and he was booking, but he was ROH was never going to put over the NWA, even if Scurll's champion.
You're missing the point. It wasn't up to Ring of Honor to put them over. It was up to Ring of Honor to give them exposure. That's what they wanted. They wanted to be on Ring of Honor TV.
But they had been on Ring of Honor TV once before.
They weren't continuously on there.
And they hadn't been that long since they were on there. And nobody really gave a shit that they were on there.
Let me point something else out to you, right? You know this. I know this. Jaden knows this. I'm sure most of our viewers know this. When Jim Cornette was the voice of the NWA with Joe Galli, when he was part of the color commentary group, you had views up in the hundreds of thousands for those early episodes of Power. Mm-hmm. They didn't happen overnight. It grew. It was gradual. And there was a significant drop when Jim Cornette was...
Actually, the reverse. They started high and then kind of dropped as it was no longer a novelty.
Well, the minute that Jim Cornette got released of his duties, fired, quit, whatever, the ratings, the views dropped significantly. And of course, around this time is when Marty Scurll came into Power. And maybe I'm misreading the tea leaves, but what I think they were trying to do is put the title on Scurll so that Scurll could go to Ring of Honor with the belt and hopefully find some renewed interest in what the NWA was doing, because they had immediate success under what they were doing. I think they were like, hey guys, check us out what we're doing now. Because you got to remember, when Aldis was on programming, when Aldis was in Ring of Honor, there wasn't a Power yet. The Power didn't exist.
No, there wasn't. But I'm just saying, overall, I don't think And some of this has to go back to fan base and fan reaction. And this is what I always, this is what I've always said. Okay, Marty Scurll is not top guy really in ROH. I mean, he had the one big match for the title.
Right.
They were never going to put the ROH title on Marty Scurll. That's part of the reason he probably became the booker. And everything. The ROH fans never gave a shit about the NWA. Never, ever, ever. Putting him on, putting Marty Scurll, a person who was never going to hold their title, he was never going to main event an ROH show. He would have had the belt out there. Well, they already had people with the belt out there. If they were interested, they came. If they left because of Cornette, you know, left. That tells you that the NWA on its own didn't do shit to draw people. And then also, as soon as they would have split up and put the title back on NWA people, and, you know, the relationship probably would have ended not too long afterwards with ROH.
Go back to 2019.
No.
Go back to, was it 2018? When was the Crockett Cup that they did with Ring of Honor? Was that 2018 or 2019?
I will lie to you if I tell you.
Okay, well, regardless, we had a Crockett Cup, an NWA gimmick, an NWA tournament that I was at in Concord, North Carolina, with a packed house because they wanted to see the Crockett Cup. They wanted to see Marty Scurll versus Nick Aldis. They wanted to see the Briscoes take on the Rock and Roll Express. And there was a huge amount of people there. They weren't all NWA fans. I guarantee it. I guarantee it. You had talents.
Where did it take place?
North Carolina.
Concord, North Carolina.
So, and what was Concord, North Carolina next to? I mean, what was the metro area?
You're talking about a brand that hasn't been relevant for a very long time in that area.
Do you think, based off of what you're trying to say, DK, do you think the NWA would have drawn without the NWA, without the Ring of Honor presence, that same or very close to that same amount of crowd?
Depends.
And I got something to say once you guys finish, because I have something else to add to that.
Some of it, of course, would depend on what teams were in.
Okay.
You wouldn't have had the Briscoes. You wouldn't have had the Villains Inc. or you wouldn't have had any of the Ring of Honor guys. There was no NWA presence.
Again,
you know, this is fun speculation. Who would they have had? Okay, they wouldn't have had the Briscoes.
They wouldn't have had the talent from CMLL because they didn't have that relationship. They wouldn't have the New Japan talent because they didn't have that relationship. So you're talking about War Kings. You're talking about they had just made at that tournament. They made Latimer and Isaacs a tag team. They were the wild card, right?
Okay.
You would have had the Rock and Roll Express.
Okay. Right? I got the thing pulled up here. So we had Bandido and Flip Gordon.
They would have been there.
Versus two guys from CMLL.
Okay. They would have been there.
Okay. They would have been there. Would it have mattered?
Yes.
Bandido and Flip Gordon.
If Bandido might have mattered a little bit. The rest, I'd doubt.
I think you're missing the point.
Bandido would. No, I mean.
But DKM, we're talking
about NWA
was a draw. There was no draw there. You're talking about, oh.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So Bandido and Flip Gordon.
Okay.
And the Mexican tag team. They wouldn't have been there. Nobody would have gave a shit.
The Bandito would have drawn, because I guess what the Ring of Honor crowd, he's one wrestler, the Ring of Honor crowd would have came. So, yes, Bandito would have mattered.
So, Royce, I don't.
You might not like him. He doesn't care. But the Ring of Honor fans who came to the event.
I don't know that he drew a ton of Ring of Honor fans on his own. If he took everybody else that was from Ring of Honor off, look at each one of these teams separately and assume Ring of Honor's not there. Bandido by himself would have draw shit.
To the NWA, no. To the Ring of Honor, yes.
Okay, but that's what I'm talking about.
He wouldn't have been there if it wasn't for the Ring of Honor. So you're adding apples and oranges.
Okay, but what if he hadn't have been there and other Ring of Honor people had been there? Would it have mattered? No.
But see, you're making my point for me. If Ring of Honor would have been there, and then they wouldn't have had the draw that they had.
Okay, who do you think draw more? Okay, Rock and Roll Express. Who do you think drew more fans, Rock and Roll Express or Bandido and Flip?
The Briscoe Brothers. Briscoe Brothers. 1,000%.
Do each one as I go
through. Brother, you can't do that.
No, you can. Here's the thing. You guys are saying Ring of Honor.
You are not bringing the Briscoe brothers in at that time without Ring of Honor. Without Ring of Honor, there are no Briscoe brothers. That's what we're trying to say.
I understand that, but what I'm saying is lacking them doesn't saying it's Ring of Honor. Ring of Honor, the only thing Ring of Honor brought to this thing
was the names that they were able to draw with. Yes.
Was that villain, minus the villain, other than the fact that Villain Enterprise was one, the only people that Ring of Honor brought that mattered in any way, shape, or form was the Briscoe Brothers. If the only team that Ring of Honor would have said, hey, yeah, sure, we'll send you a team. We'll send you the Briscoe Brothers. That's the only one that made a difference. Nobody gave a shit about Bandido and Flip Gordon.
Are you telling me that nobody gave a shit about the talent from New Japan Pro Wrestling, Satoshi Kojima?
No one gave a shit about him. If you're talking about the greater, if you're talking about the greater population of local people who are buying tickets,
so then what you are saying, what I'm interpreting you saying, is that crowd was only there for Ricky Morton and Robert Gibson.
No, I mean, I think they were there for the Briscoe Brothers, too, not just whatever. What I'm saying is the Briscoe Brothers were the only Ring of Honor people that made a damn difference. And if they had come through any other means or by themselves, I don't think it would have made a big difference. What was the name of the town again?
Concord.
Concord, Carolina, whichever one it was, north, south, I don't care. Yes, I think Ricky and Robert probably drew as many people or more people than almost every team that was on the thing.
Not named the Briscoes.
Not named the Briscoes. And remember, the Briscoes are basically came from that area too. If the Briscoes had been West Coast people, I don't think it would have mattered.
But the Briscoes came from Delaware. Calling North Carolina and Delaware the same area is kind of like saying Dallas and Houston are the same area, DK.
Well, but they were, you know, they wrestled in those states. They wrestled for.
Yeah, they wrestled for Ring of Honor in North Carolina that has wrestled in Concord before and drew a crowd in the area before. Without the Ricky Morton and Robert Gibson, they drew a crowd in Concord without the Rock and Roll Express, without the NWA. Concord was one of their regular towns. It's also where they had pretty high television ratings, which is one thing I was going to go into.
They also had wrestled for other promotions in the area before they made it into ROH.
I know the Briscoe Brothers. I've been around the Briscoe Brothers. They wrestled a lot in the Northeast.
They've wrestled up and down the East Coast.
Not until they were a Ring of Honor super people. Like, not until they were regular Ring of Honor people. Nobody in
question. Let's say they had left Ring of Honor 6 months before. Would they have still drawn?
Yes. Let's say they never went to Ring of Honor. Nobody gave a crap and nobody paid any attention to them. There was no public. Would they have still drawn?
Can I say something now?
Well, answer your question is of course not, because you put up a scenario where nobody knows
exactly.
But what I'm saying is, but saying they got famous because of Ring of Honor,
who the hell they get famous from? Church's Fried Chicken?
Would you shut up for a second and let me talk?
You've been doing nothing but talking. You talk all the time.
For a second, let me talk.
can I find a way to not let you talk? That'd be better.
Famous that they got famous from ROH, I don't deny. that they became the Briscoe brothers who everyone knew and loved because of ROH, I don't deny one fucking bit.
Okay.
What I am saying is, if they have been with ROH, got famous, and left the promotion 6 months to a year beforehand, by that time, they were so hot, they would have drawn whether they were part of ROH or not. That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying ROH isn't responsible for them being famous. I'm saying at that point in their career, if they had not been with ROH, they still would have drawn.
That's like saying
that you're an idiot.
That's like saying that.
No, because our argument is, does it matter that ROH was a part of it?
Yes, they had the ring. No, they brought the equipment. They brought the television. They brought the pay-per-view stuff.
My only thing, he found other pay-per-view people and other things to team with. Billy was good at finding people to work with. So the argument that it had to be ROH is just ridiculous.
Okay, I'm going to step in now. I've been quiet for a little bit. We're not saying that it was.
I didn't know you weren't talking.
It was not ROH that drew the house. It was a collective. It was every piece. But if you tell me that Ring of Honor did not have a part in the fact that they drew the house that they did, knowing full well that the Cabarrus Arena in Concord, North Carolina, just with Jay Briscoe, I didn't do any more research, but just with Jay Briscoe, they had Ring of Honor did 4 events there before the Crockett Cup and 1 event after there with Jay Briscoe. Now, that's just with Jay Briscoe. That's just with Ring of Honor in that arena. You could tell me.
What those events draw?
I don't have gate numbers. What I'm saying is that they were already established in that area.
Well, now, yes. Okay, they're established in that area, but it makes a difference.
Can I talk now, please?
No. It makes a difference if they're drawing 200 or if they're drawing 900.
No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. They have a presence there.
Because we're looking at the total people that...
Can the person who actually runs a wrestling company say something on this one real quick, DK?
No.
They wouldn't be running the damn building if they didn't draw. That's an expensive-ass building. If they didn't draw enough to actually be back. Second of all, I was trying to say, I don't know, but I wouldn't have been back if it wasn't. Second, I'm trying to say the reason that Ring of Honor runs certain locations is because they get very high viewership. It's always been that way. Where they run is based off of the viewership, based off of where they're the Sinclair television. They drew DFW
and they didn't draw shit here.
Did they get good ratings in DFW? And have they been back here?
Very high.
Well, I don't know why they didn't draw.
That was on the TV station that worked at the TV station. They were one of their favorite things because they really drew. They came here and they 204 people paid.
Well, then.
No, you people aren't the only ones that know people. You're not the only ones that know what's happening in the wrestling world. Sorry.
No, but I am the only one who has actually run a show here. And I know.
Not sure either, but that's another story. But anyway.
How many shows have you run, DK?
3. And
no, I don't mean working with somebody else. I mean,
I ran three on my own. I never told you guys about them because they drew shit. But anyway,
well, that's a good reason not to run.
Yeah,
you stopped running because they didn't draw. Well, they stopped going to Dallas because they didn't draw, but they kept running in Concord, North Carolina because they drew.
Well, no, they've been to Dallas multiple times. They never drew, but they came several times.
Hey, do you guys know Ring of Honor never ran a show in Los Angeles that wasn't connected to WrestleMania weekend? Interesting, huh?
It would make sense. All right. I know everyone's going to think I'm leaving because of a mad, but I'm actually leaving because of my meds.
All right. Good. We'll get your meds. Have a cup of water. We'll see you in a few minutes. You muted yourself. All right. I just want to say this real quick, and then I'm going to let Jaden say what he needs to say, too. I don't think the argument I was ever trying to make was that it was only Ring of Honor that drew that event. I am quite aware how popular Ricky and Robert are, but I'm saying that in terms of star power, Who else was there? Again, War Kings had a run in Impact, but that wasn't such a wasn't so monumental, you know. The other tag teams that were there, I mean, Jay Bradley and Josephus as a tag team, yeah, I don't think that they were drawing numbers. You might not like the CMLL guys. You might not care about Lucha Libre, but those guys were a draw for some people. New Japan sent, Satoshi Kojima, and I can't remember the other gentleman's name off the top of my head right at this moment, but neither one of them were, I can pull it up right here.
You're trying to say neither of them.
I'm saying that the reason why the NWA was successful in that show is because they had a Ring of Honor help bring in some talent and bring in some names. Yuji Nagata, that's who I was going to say, Yuji Nagata. I don't think that that NWA card sold on the basis of Allison Kay and Santana Garrett, or specifically Colt Cabana and Willie Mack, or Nick Aldis and Marty Scurll. I think there was a lot of elements that made that night special. The reason why they brought in Marty Scurll in was for the simple fact that he was going to help bring eyeballs to the product. And again, I hear what DKM was saying. I'm not disacknowledging that. DKM is right. Ring of Honor fans have never been diehard NWA fans. It's not the same market. I will say this, that when Adam Pearce and Brent Albright wrestled in New York City for the 10 pounds of gold, that they had a huge standing ovation in the back. People were going nuts in the stands. I think that was Glory by Honor. I don't have it looked up right now, but it was one of Kerry Silkin's favorite matches that they ever did, and it was for the NWA World Heavyweight Championship. There was you can't say that they're the same audience, because they're not. The Ring of Honor audience is not the NWA audience, but there is some crossover. It's just like the MLW audience isn't necessarily the NWA audience. There's some crossover. And if you have an event where you're featuring people who are on television, who are at that point, you don't have to like Marty Scurll, but he was a big star for Ring of Honor at that moment. DK said that they would never have put the title on Marty Scurll. You know, I don't know that I would believe that. They put the title on Dalton Castle, for crying out loud. You know, I don't think that it would be a far-fetched that they put the belt on Marty Scurll. And like you and I agreed, Jane, there's a lot of politicking involved there. The NWA had some viewership going down. They brought in Brody King. They brought in PCO. They brought in Flip Gordon, and they brought in Marty Scurll.
Ring of Honor, and then GK almost kind of proved my point, had really high TV ratings in certain locations. Not all, but some of their Sinclair locations actually drew very well, and that's where they tried to run. But the amount of people who showed up at the NWA or Ring of Honor in North Carolina is a small fraction compared to what they were actually drawing on TV.
Yeah.
So there might have been a lot of Ring of Honor people that came to the pay-per-view or the Ring of Honor events in the area, but there might have been a lot of people who just watched Ring of Honor because it was wrestling, but may have not gone to Ring of Honor because they didn't deal with the people. I've been to a couple Ring of Honor events or shows, and I didn't like the crowd. They were too douchey. I didn't like being around them. So that's why I stopped going to Ring of Honor stuff. I still watch some Ring of Honor stuff. I don't think I ever bought a pay-per-view, but I've watched stuff on, I found a website because the TV station that played Ring of Honor in my town, and I didn't get. So the Sinclair station, because it was like an upper thing. You had to actually pay to get the channel with a bunch of other ones to increase your cable package. But I found a website that played it and I watched it, but I didn't go to, cause I didn't like being around the Ring of Honor people. They were just a little too douchebaggy. Those people that they drew, I'm sorry to cut you off. I'm not trying to be DK here for a second, but those people that they drew on those television stations that actually watched it, they might have come to see an NWA event, even if it was partially with Ring of Honor. They may not have come to see the Ring of Honor, but the NWA they might have. So yes, the Ring of Honor helped draw that crowd because people might not even known about it.
I the way that I think about it is this, because again, I was there, right? I was there. The point of what I'm trying to say is there's a huge NWA contingent there. Absolutely. And there were people there to see Nick Aldis. There were people there to see Willie Mack and Colt Cabana and the Rock and Roll Express. I don't want it. I'm not trying to say that those guys weren't draws to an NWA audience. I'm not saying that Santana Garrett versus Allison Kay wasn't a draw for some NWA fans. I think what the biggest draw for NWA fans was the fact that the Crockett Cup was being revived in under an NWA banner. And I think, you know, Nick Aldis versus Marty Scurll was a draw, but I also think, you know, the Briscoe brothers were very much an important draw that show. I think the Rock and Roll Express, again, I'm not the biggest Ricky Morton fan. You guys all know that. I'm not making anything up here, but that was a draw for many people to be there. The people next to me were going nuts for them. It almost blew my mind how popular they were in that audience in 2019 or 2018, whatever year it was.
2019, I think.
Yeah. Oh, I have it up now. Let's see. That was 2019, April 27, 2019. And, you know, the attendance is listed at 1,300. The NWA hasn't had a show with 1,300 people since. You know, I would say that maybe their 70th anniversary show had probably close to that number, maybe even more. But I was also headlined with Cody and Nick Aldis. Of course, it drew well. I don't know if DK's coming back.
Okay, I actually did find the attendance. They go between, not counting the 1,300 for the NWA, which was the biggest, they went between 1,100 to 500. 500 being the one after the Ring of Honor. I mean, after the NWA.
And then Dave Scooby said several Sinclair stations in the Carolinas, a Ring of Honor wrestling was repped in the area. So
seriously, yeah, like saying by putting out that scenario, yes, they would help, they would draw, but I don't think they would have done the same thing without Ring of Honor. 1,000,000,000%. So DK, between Ring of Honor, they did between 1,100 at their peak and 500 in their worst in Concord, North Carolina. They did an angle to set up the pay-per-view on the Concord, North Carolina event before the Crockett Cup. Crockett Cup drew 1,300 people. Also, what I wanted to say is, you may have also helped me on my point with this, the Ring of Honor television drew significantly more people to their television programming than actually went to Ring of Honor events. And
sorry.
And that could have drawn from those people, because I know I went to a couple of Ring of Honor events. I stopped going because the Ring of Honor fans themselves were very douchebaggy and I didn't like being around them. So there might have been some NWA fans who liked the Ring of Honor program, watched the Ring of Honor program, but didn't go to Ring of Honor events, but that might have come to that just because it was NWA and they saw it on Ring of Honor. Because they also did lots of promotion in the area on that.
Okay.
That's
what I was trying to tell you.
Look, I think people were misunderstanding some of what I was saying.
I think we all did, honestly. I think we all didn't say it properly.
My thing was, I don't deny anything that ROH did for the NWA when it came to that show. But that was pre-Power, right?
Yes.
Okay. My point was, in fact, Jaden may have made my point when he said they drew 1,100 people sans NWA, which is they were drawing Ring of Honor fans. Okay, they saw an NWA show, but how much of that translated later once Power started, once things went on? I mean, Power, we can't go back and look, but if I remember correctly, Power never really popped because the ROH guys were on there. In fact, they were still declining from the loss of Jim Cornette. And then when looking at the thing for who was on there. To me, the only team that mattered was the Briscoe brothers. I mean, Ricky and Robert at the time could go draw 600-800 fans in parts of Carolina without anybody else being on the show. You know, any games.
And we weren't disagreeing on that point.
So my thing was that there's always been this misperception that, oh, well, if we get the belt on a show like Ring of Honor, or we get the belt on a show like MLW, or maybe even TNA, I don't know, that, you know, it's out there, that's good. And, you know, it was the same argument that was made with Tyrus. Oh, well, Tyrus is taking his title out, you know, on Fox News, and people are going to see it. And it was in a Super Bowl commercial. Okay. You know, how many people on the Super Bowl commercial knew what he was holding? I mean, you know, who saw it that day? How many people immediately, I mean, I'm sure there are a few that said, hey, I remember that belt. But, you know, how many have since that time become hardcore NWA fans? I mean, the success of that pay-per-view, to go to what Jaden was saying, was because it was an ROH show in an ROH, building in an ROH area. Could they have gone somewhere else to a different building, used other teams, maybe brought somebody else in who was very familiar to that area, and drawn 700 or 800 people? Well, I mean, looking at, again, what Ricky Morton and Robert Gibson were drawing at the time, yes. I mean, they were very, they had a bit of a renaissance at that time. You know, even I remember Jaden saying at the time, they're one of the most popular tag teams in the country, as far as, you know, people wanting to book him and stuff like that. And so we kind of lost focus to get back to that, you know, to go into that pay-per-view. But really what I was arguing was that in the end of things, getting the belt on ROH, I don't think would have made a lot of difference. I mean, remember Nick Aldis interfered in the match with PCO, when he lost the title back to Rush. Whoosh, excuse me, not Rush. And so that's where I take exception or disagree or whatever, really with the world, is the idea that, oh, well, if we get it here, then that's really going to put eyes on it, and therefore it's going to be more successful. Well, maybe, again, it depends on how it's used. I mean, the only time that I think it really did any good was when it was on, you know, WWE with Dan Severn. And then I think the only reason it did good is because a lot of promoters joined, and they went from one promoter who promoted regularly to, you know, several promoters who, you know, promoted, you know, up to 20, I think, at their height, you know, who were promoting across the country with some success. So, yeah, my argument isn't whether ROH is successful. My argument is ROH being successful and putting the NWA title on it isn't doing a lot for the NWA when things are said and done. And again, they were on a downward trajectory. They had gone from almost 200,000 people even after Cornette left, they were about at 120,000 when the pandemic hit. So I don't see that the idea of putting the title on Marty's girl was gonna just be this great thing. I certainly wouldn't have wanted to put the title on Skrull.
Conversely speaking, and this is where we're going to have to agree to disagree, they were looking at trying to pop an audience when they were on the decline. Prior to any dealing with prior to Power, when they were dealing with Ring of Honor, they didn't have a resource, right? They were on TV on their 10 pounds of gold. That was their program. But now that they had a YouTube show that had moderately good numbers, especially for a YouTube show, that's what people forget. That 100,000 on YouTube, that's huge. That's huge. And so when those numbers started to diminish, I think they were looking for an outlet to get more people to be, hey, there is another wrestling brand out there. And maybe you're right. Maybe that was all just a bad effort, or maybe I'm wrong, right? Maybe I don't have the answers. I'm not Billy Corgan. But my perception always was, if you get Marty Scurll fans, you get Ring of Honor fans to tune in, which is what they were doing. They brought in PCO, they brought in Flip Gordon, they brought in Marty Scurll, and they brought in Brody King, all as villains. I think they were trying to do some crossover appeal. They were doing joint shows before the pandemic hit. There were some shows that were supposed to happen where Aldis was going to defend the 10 pounds of gold against PCO. It's all water under the bridge now. None of that happened. And now AEW owns Ring of Honor. Nick Aldis is not in the NWA. Marty Scurll is starting to get bookings here in the United States. And it is what it is.
One of the advantages it would have given them is access to talent that could, with a good booker, and that's unfortunately the caveat there, could have made a difference for people caring about the NWA. Here's the main thing. It doesn't matter where you put the belt on television. If the people do come and what they see is not something that's going to keep them there, then it's all for naught. It's a short-term, I can't even say it's a Band-Aid on a leaking dam, you know, just putting a little quick fix on it. In the long term, that wasn't going to help.
Yeah, I honestly don't know how much it would have helped in the short term. And yes, obviously we don't know, and I could be wrong. You know, we can't go take a time machine back and change things. And if we could, that's not important enough to go back and change. But we might stop Hitler instead. But, yeah, I mean, my thing is always, and that's what I understand they want to pop something. I just don't know how well it would have worked in the end.
It was a desperation move, though. That's what it was. It was, they didn't really have a lot of options. They were trying something to draw the interest back that they lost with Cornette. And, in all honesty, lost with because of AEW.
Yeah, I don't. I think Lou said that as well. AEW stole the NWA's oxygen, and that's more ways than one, guys. There was a lot of ongoing discussion about putting the NWA on a Turner Sports Network, not necessarily TNT, not necessarily TBS, but on that network of channels, or maybe on their online distribution. That fell apart because of AEW. They quite literally choked the air out of the room. And then on top of that, when AEW debuted, it all kind of happened around the pandemic too. So they lost talent. They lost guys like, they lost Thunder Rosa. That happened later. But they lost Ricky Starks. Royce Isaacs left. I mean, the pandemic really choked the life out of them. And AEW did that, an Emerald Fusion driver on them, and the referee didn't check on the NWA while that was happening. Thank you for tuning in to the Alliance Blog Podcast, a presentation of alliance-wrestling.com, the premier source for news and information for the National Wrestling Alliance. Would you consider subscribing so you never miss a new episode? You can follow us on all social media at the Alliance Blog. And we stream live on Twitch, Kick, and YouTube every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, 5 p.m., 6 p.m., and 8 p.m. Eastern at the Alliance Blog. Until then, we are the Alliance.